Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bizchus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Aleph. Starting off today's daf with the end of yesterday's daf, we did not get a chance to speak about it in the shiur yesterday. Gemara here is dining on the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Gira Nosh is only Noig Ba'achas. A das machras b'shal yamin. The Gemara is a suffix. It's a das noiter, it's a das toira. The Gemara brings a raya from the Korban Pesach. That the atzamas and the gidim need srefa. The Gemara wants to say that it's referring to the Gira Noshe, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And it's the Gira Noshe of the left one, which does not have the isra of Gira Noshe. So the Gemara says that if it be mitzvah shitale, then maybe you should eat it. And why do you burn it? Elamai misafkale. From the Maisa Mavur, that the left Gira Noshe lefir Rabbi Yehuda, and the tzad that it's mutter, it's not noyig isser. So there's a din sreifa by the Korban Pesach. Why is there a din sreifa? Because it's roi l'achila. Anything which is roi l'achila from the Korban, so gets a din sreifa. So in our Gemara, you just see that it's roi l'achila. But it could be that the mitzvah of achilas psochim was not said on it. That might be possible to say. But because it's roi l'achila, and it could have been eaten, so it already gets a din nicer, and therefore you need to burn it. However, in Rashi, in Psochem, and Afpei Gimelam and Beis, Devar Masal Iyamrit, before there in Rashi, that it also has a mitzvah of achilas kotshim. And nimdin olav v'pesach. A person can be nimda to eat his chilek in the Korban Pesach, is the Gira Noshe, and with that his yoytze, his chi of bringing the Korban Pesach. So you see that the Gira Noshe is not only that it's edible, that it could be eaten, but you could also mekayim the mitzvah of achilas psachim aydei the Gira Noshe. This lechayr should be told in the machlekes of yesh begidim b'nois in tam or in begidim b'nois in tam. Ma'adam or in begidim b'nois in tam, it's not called basar, it's not called an oichel, then happy to be yoytze the mitzvah of achilas psachim. Masi that our Gemara is only ma'adam or yesh begidim b'nois in tam. It's a little bit sasum not mentioned in the Gemara, but that's lechayr what we have to say. And Ma'ase the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Ches Ois Beis says that Pshat in our Gemara, the Gemara is going only Ma'adamar Yesh Begidin Meneis and Tam, and he brings already the Shara Melech in Parak Ches Mecholas Asuris Halachavav already said this Yisoid that our Gemara is only Ma'adamar Yesh Begidin Meneis and Tam. Another point in the Gemara here that it's Mavur in the Sugya that you burn Gidim and Atomas is only if they have Basar and it's Mutter Ba'achila. The Gira Noshe, which is Asher Ba'achila, so there's no din to burn it. What's up, Shat? Why when it's Asher, there's no din to burn it? So Bipashish, we would say. So just like Rashi says here, that why don't you burn Gidim and Atzomas that do not have any tam, that are not Basar? Why do you not burn them? Rashi says, Rashi to be Masal Yisrafu, says Rashi, Avodlav Ba'achila ain't on Srefa, the Chsiv Loisai Siru, called the Karinim Bei Loisai Siru, Karinim Bei Tisrafu. Idachloi. Things that have moyach, that have basar, so they have on them a din of loyte siru, you can't leave them over to the morning. So when you do leave them over, so then there's a problem of nicer. And therefore there's din sreifa. Mashein kein. Something which is not edible. There's no din of loyte siru, there's no lav to leave it over. So it does not become nicer and it does not require sreifa. That's what Rashi explains why only things that have basar. So now we would, presumably we would say that the same rule holds true. Explaining the din of Gira Noshe. Why is the Gira Noshe, when it's Asher Ba'achila, why is there no din Sreifa? Because there's no din of Loises here, there's no din to eat it. So maybe when you leave it over, it does not have a din of Nicer, and therefore it does not require Sreifa. But L'chaira, it's not so pashut. Rashi is talking about Mitzadin of Nicer. That Nicer requires Sreifa, says Rashi, is only on things which is called Nicer, when you were not allowed to leave it over. Then it became Nicer. And therefore it has Din Sreifa. But when there's no Din to eat it Bechlal, so it never became Nicer, so then it does not have a Din Sreifa. That's the word of Rashi. That's all if the question is a question of Nicer. But L'chairo, Gira Noshe needs Sreifa for a different reason. It's a korban shenisa. All korbanos that became pasul, or even better, any chelik of the korban that became pasul, has a din sreifa. If a chelev of a carbon was yoytze, it also has a din sreifa. So why should get anosha not require a sreifa mitad the din that it's a carbon that it became pasul? It's a chelev of the carbon which is pasul, which is not roi lachila or laktara. Therefore, it should need sreifa. So the Mikdash David in Simin Yud Zayin Sif Katan Gimel brings says a yisoid which he proves from the Yerushalmi in Psachim Parak Beis, that a carbon which becomes pasul in a psul which also applies to the chulin, there's no din sreifa. The only din sreifa we have by kachim is when the psul is the kachim dik psul. It's because he yoytzei kodesh, therefore it became pasul. Like yoytzei, lina, pigol, all those psulim are unique to kachim. And that there's din sreifa. Again, if the psul is something that exists even by chulin, so then there is no din sreifa. The bir advarim is that when it was etzem roy, just it became as a kachim type of psul. So that says that it's still a chiluk of the carbon. It's that the carbon is become a part of the carbon. Just in the dinei kodesh, it became nifsal nesar, but it's still a chiluk of the carbon, and therefore it requires sreifa. Mashein kein, something which is an isser, which is also even mitzar chulin. Not bechlal considered a chelik of the carbon, and therefore it was never an iskandish to require a sreifa. The din sreifa that there is by kachim, the Briskarov in the stencils in the end of Tzmura, says the Yisoid, which he proves that the din sreifa that they have by kachim is a kiyum in the din kachim, just like kachim ksheirim need haktara, so kachim sulim need sreifa. It's a mitzvah that was said by Kachem Sulim that their Kedusha requires that Sreifa. And the scroll says that it's a Kiyum Din by them. It's similar to Haktaras Emurim, not obviously the same level. It's not the Torah really wants Haktaras Emurim, but to be mocked to them on the Mizbeach. But when they're Nivsal, so then their Kedusha requires Sreifa. That's only if the type of soul they have is a soul which is a Kachem type of soul. So then it became a carbon. Just this thing, what mitzad din kachim, it became nifsal and nesar, therefore it requires sreifa. She'ein kein gira nashe, which was never a chiluk of the carbon, it was aser ba'chila mitchilasai, because it's chulin. So that's mafkia the whole din kodesh, and meila does not require sreifa. That's the side of the Mikdash David, and that explains our sugya. With this, the side of the Mikdash David could answer the question of the Shagas Aryeh, which we mentioned enough peites. That the Shagas Aryeh asks, why get an usha of kachim do you not eat? Why don't we say that the say of eating kachim should be deicha the lav of get an usha? So we mentioned then in Daf Pei Tes, the Teretz of Rabbi Chanan and the Chazon Ish, that the din of Mashke Yisrael applies also to Achilas Koyanim. Not only on the Mizbeach there's din of Mashke Yisrael, but also there's no din to eat a carbon that has on it, that's usher b'achilas edyot. It passes it from Achilas Koyanim. That was the teretz that they said. But if you didn't make the David, we could say a different teretz. The whole din of asei doich alois asei, the maradans by kachim, is when something is a chelik of the carbon, it has a din achila mitzad the carbon, just it was nesar. So then there's a makom to say asei doich alois asei. Hashenkin by us, by gira noshe, where it's a, the isra applies even by chulin, and that says that it's mafkia from the carbon entirely. That's why it does not need sreifa. So there's nothing to that on asei doich alois asei. It's not a chelik of the carbon. The whole thing is a carbon except the giran osha. So there's never gotten in bechlal adin of achilas kachim. It's not in asei doich alois asei. When something was niskadish with the carbon and got a din to be karev, so now we can done that mitzvah that it has should be machad alav. But here the lav went so tief. The lav went so far to say that it never became a chelik of the carbon. So pasha, there's no asay to be manched a lav. with these, so do you want to say here? We can answer the question. A question of the Chazon Ish. The Gemara later on in Daf Kuf Aleph says that a person that eats a gira nosha of oila is chayv shtayim for eating gira nosha and also for eating oila. It's mavur that you have the itzra of achilas oila on the gira nosha. So we mentioned an earlier shiurim, what about the man damer im begidim benoisin tam? That was one question we had. We could ask another question though. Why is this b'chalal chelik of the carbon? The Gid Anasha of the Oila. We said right now that Gid Anasha is not b'chla, doesn't become a chelik of the carbon b'chalal. And that's why he doesn't need Shreifa. But why does the Gid Anasha of Oila, yeah, have a din Oila on it, to have the Isurim of Achilas Oila? That's the question of the Chazon Ish. Well, if the Taurus, we said it's Miyushev. There's a difference between a carbon which is eaten and a carbon which is not eaten. A carbon which where the Gid Anasha is supposed to be eaten, which means all carbonas besides Oila. That you eat all of the basar. Besides the Emurim, the Gid Anasha is not Emurim. So in a regular carbon where the basar and the gizin can be eaten. So now here where the address of the basar and the gid anasha is supposed to be to achilas koyhanim or achilas bailim, and yet you're not able to eat the gid anasha because it's also even by chulin. So you said from the mikdash David, in this type of carbon the gid anasha never became a chilik of the carbon because it's not like it's worse than other psulim of kachin. It can never, even before you makdish it, it can never bechlag get a din achila. That's what we're dealing with regular korbanos. Meshengi by oila you're makdir on the mizbeach. And here, if it would not be for the din of mashke Yisrael, you could be makdir with the gid anasha, just like you're makdir the rest of the basar. So comes the din of mashke Yisrael to say, that no, that for akrava, we need something which is royal achilas hedjot. But that doesn't say that it can't become a chelik of the korban bechlal. Here it could be a chelik of the korban. It's a psul, mitzadini psulei kachim. Mashke Yisrael is a psul in kachim, just like pigol and noisar and lon and tamei are psulim in kachim. So too Mashke Yisrael is a psul in kachim. It's only machmas the psul kachim sheboy. But v'yisoy, there's no intrinsic problem in the mizbeach eating the giranoshe. So therefore, the giranoshe is this kaddish like the rest of the korban. And it has on it the iser of eating psar oila. Because it became a chelik of the oila. But she'in came by a carbon which goes la'achila, and there they get a notch on its kaddish b'chlal, like the aside of the mikdash David. Another nekuda here in Hemshech the Gemara. Gemara brings the pasuk in Parshas Miketz, u'tvoyach tevach v'hochein, pralohen beis, that tvoyach tevach means pralohen beis ha'shchita. V'hochein is tol get a notch b'fnehem. So why were the shvatim important for them that you should take away the Gid Anasha? That Mar brings a raya that Gid Anasha is neser l'bnei noyach. What about the first half of the pasuk? Pralin beis hashchita. Show them that it was shechted properly. Why do they need to care about shchita? Right, the din of shchita wasn't yet said. So says Rashi, shebnei Yaakov shoyim mitzvos hayu. Da'av mishlo nitin ha'teiro b'kubolin hayu me'avoyseyem. Even though the Torah wasn't given yet, but they were mekubal in the mitzvahs of Avoseyim, and that's why they were shomer the din of shechita. So Taiz asked the obvious question that we see that Bnei Yaakov were makbid on shechita, even though it was not yet given. So maybe for the same price they were makbid on gidanosha, even though it was not yet given. How would the Gemara prove that gidanosha was natural of Bnei Noach? We see that Bnei Yaakov were makayim the mitzvahs even before they were given. So maybe they were makayim also gidanosha before it was given. Answer is Taisvitz. The fact that it says the lashon of v'hochein, hochein means and it will be ready. It's mashma that if you don't take out the Gid Anasha, it's asher mikra din. It's not muchon. The hainu that the Bnei Yaakov were shrei mikol Torah kula. It was a chumra. It was a nice hanhaga that they decided to do, but they weren't mitzuvin that mikra din. Mashal adaver, the Ramban says that in chutz la'aretz the avos were not mechuyev to keep the mitzvahs. They did not keep the mitzvahs. They only kept the mitzvahs in Eretz Yisrael. Avad, if they kept the mitzvahs before they were given was Mekar Adin, there was no Makom Lechalik between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Elamai Avad, that the Avos and the Shvatim kept the mitzvahs was not Mekar Adin, it was a Chumrah. So Memela, the food is edible beforehand. It's not lacking in Hochin, it's not Muchon. So therefore, Teis says that the fact that the pasuk calls it v'hochein, it's much that if you do not do this, you do not take out the Gid Anasha, it's asher mikra adin. So it must mean that the Bnei Yaakov were mitzuve mikra adin in Gid Anasha. That's the first teretz of Teis. And Teis says the second teretz, inami pralohu beis hashchita hainu nechira shenitzdav wala nechira. That the Gemara says pralohu beis hashchita doesn't mean that they actually had to shecht it. Rather, what it means nechira, because meinoyach are nitzav nechira, and therefore the Gemara is able to bring a raya and get a nosh as aser. Dahainu, lefi the second teretz, Taisus holds that Bnei Yaakov were not shomer kol haTorah kula before it was given, or at least even if they were shomer, it was only b'derech chumra, and the Torah didn't write about their chumras. Your Yosef wouldn't tell the person to be makbid about it if all it was a chumra. We weren't dealing here with chumras. We're dealing with things that were aser mikradin. Not like Rashi. Rashi says that they were makvan shchita because they were gave kol haTorah kula, they were shomer kol haTorah kula before it was given. Taisus says we're not going with that. We're only going with things that were aser mikradin. So that's why the Gemara is able to prove, but Gidanosha. Aye, why did he tell him Prala Beis HaShechita? That was because it was Pshat is Nechira. That even though a Goy doesn't need Shechita, but a Goy, Bnei Noyach, need Nechira. She needs Tav Wala Nechira. That's the Teretz of Taisus. So, this Taisus, the Achronim jump on this Teretz of Taisus. The Kiveger, the Rashash, many others are point out the tremendous chiddush that there is in the second Teretz of Taisus. That normally we find that a goy, the only issue that a goy has, is that he can't eat Eivir Menachai. That's the issue that he has about eating meat. But he's allowed to eat a behemoth that dies on its own. A goy is allowed to eat. And here, our Taisus is mavur not this way. Our Taisus is mavur that a goy is not allowed to eat a behemoth that died on its own. The only thing a goy is allowed to eat is b'sar nechira, something that he killed, even if he didn't do it b'derech shechita, he killed it, he shot it, any way that he would kill it, then he's allowed to eat it. But you need to have at least nechira, you need to have that it was killed. That's before the tesis, and that's b'shar in the Gemara according to the tesis. Prala and beis shechita means to show them that you killed it and it didn't die on its own. That's the tesis b'shar in the Gemara. So the Rashash and others say that there is a makar. A little bit of a makar from earlier on in Daf Lamed Gimel. The Gemara there deals with the din. And when Yisrael shechs, that the basar is mutter from the time that it's shechted. Even though the behemoth is alive, the basar is mutter from the time that it's shechted. Bashin kin a goy, the shechita is not matirit. And until the behemoth dies, it's still the problem of Eivir Menachai. So the lashon of the Gemara there is that Yisrael is b'shchita talia milsa, but a goy b'nechira sagi lahu uvemisa talia milsa. So the Gemara says that by a goy it's enough with nechira, and therefore we need to actually die. Akapanim avur in the lashon of Gemara that a goy needs nechira. So the Rashash says that it's not very nice. It is the lashon of Gemara, but we shouldn't not make such a big deal about this lashon of Gemara. Pshat in the Gemara means that it's b'misa. If the goy normally wants to eat meat, he doesn't wait for his cow to die. What does he do when he wants to eat meat? He kills his cow. So that's b'nechira sagilu. The way he eats it is not dafka with shechita. He eats it with nechira. But who then, if his cow would die, it would be mutter. Like it's before the next few words of the Gemara. B'misa talya milsa. All it is by goyim, it's all totally in misa. It's not totally in shechita. But a guy, there's no makar in this Gemara that a guy needs nechira. So the Rashash therefore says that even though the Lashon Gemara would be gishmak lefi Taisus, but we cannot take this as a basis for this tremendous chiddush in Taisus that you need nechira. And Rabbi Kager and the Rashash and others are tamea. We don't find this anywhere in Shas that a guy is usher in basar shemesim heilah. The Gemara in Sanhedrin that talks about Isser Eivir Menachai, the Shemitz of Bnei Noyach, that's the guys Isser Eivir Menachai, or Basra Menachai, Dama Menachai, all those things are discussed over there. No one says that a goy cannot eat Behemah Shemesim Eilel. However, some Achrayim found a Psikta Derev Kahane in Parshas Noyach, and the Pasuk that says, Kol Asher Hu Chai, Lochem Yeh Lo'ochla. So it says there in the Psikta Derev Kahane, Chai v'loy meis. That only something which is alive you can eat, not something which is dead. Which is the chorapela. Hare a goy cannot eat eiver minachai. He can only eat things that are dead. So what's pshat in this particular Rav Kahana that says chai v'loy meis? So the Achoyim Ruchem Fishel Perlau and the Nois Yankiv in Simon Yud Gimel, Simon Yud Aleph, sorry, they want to say that pshat is that payment that dies on its own is usser. Meaning the only thing that's mutter is the payment that's alive, and then you killed it. Chai v'loy meis. When if it would die on its own, then it would be usser. So this is a smach from a medrash of Chazal that there is an isser of basar shemeis meila. However, the stipler by us in Simin Tes brings this raid. He says that it's a pellet to say such a thing. We don't find anywhere in the Gemara remis this isser. Even if that is the pshat in the pshat of Kana, but to say that the Bavli hold of such an isser is a tremendous chiddush. And more than that, in the pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, it says that loyserich lekol nevela, lager shem bisharecha titnenov yachala, oy mocher lanochri. Shem mefurish that a nevela can be eaten by a goy. What happens when you have a nevela? You sell it to the goy, and the goy eats it. Before in the pasuk that a goy is allowed to eat a nevela. So Elamai, we have to say the pasuk is referring to a nevela that you killed it, but a payment that dies on its own is not included in the pasuk, and that even is even to a goy. It's a very big doichak to say such a thing. And also in the Chuvas of Avram ben Rambam, it's Rav Daniel Abavli, which is quoted in the Sefer Mitzvahs to the Rambam, in the Frankel edition of the Sefer Mitzvahs to the Rambam, page Reish Ayin Tes. He says he learns there that Derech Agav. It's not that this question is not the main topic there, but before Rav Avram ben Rambam, that the translation of the word Nevela is a behemoth that died on its own. He says there that a behemoth that you killed, Shalai b'derech shechita, is also included in the Isra Nevela. But take a translation, the Shetaych, of the word Nevela, is a behemoth that died on its own. So to say pshat in the Pasuk, of Laisoch l'kol Nevela, l'ger shebishrech t'nen av yachola, l'imachar l'anochri, say that pshat in that Pasuk is referring to Dafka behemoth that you killed, Shalai b'derech shechita, but not a behemoth that died, is l'fir b'avam and Rambam is impossible. And even without Rebbe Avraham and Rambam, is a tremendous doichak. Therefore, it's let all be mashu that avada behemoth that died on its own is mutter to a goy. So what do we do with this Tosfos? So the Maaseh of the Nois Yaakov in Simin Yud Aleph, which the Stipler quotes there, again by the Stipler here in Chulin and Simin Tes, he says he goes along these same lines that the Makar of the Tosfos is from the Sittur of Kana, but he adds in a Knech. Pia klal from the Gemara in Sanhedrin there in the sugyas of the mitzvahs bnei noyach, the Gemara says a klal that any mitzvah which was said before Matan Torah and was not said again at Matan Torah, so the Isser was said to Yisrael and not to bnei noyach. Until Matan Torah, the Isser was said to bnei noyach. But from Matan Torah ve'elach, Isser was only said to klal Yisrael and not to bnei noyach. That's before the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Says the Nois Yaakov, so Meila, this Isra that was said that you cannot eat Basar Shemes Me'elov was said before Matan Torah, and it was not repeated at Matan Torah. So then you have the Klal of this Gemara in Sanhedrin that is only said that from Matan Torah Ve'elach, this only applies to Klal Yisrael and not to Bnei Noyach. Therefore, Meila, Bnei Yaakov had the Isra Me'ikra Din of eating Basar Shemes Me'elov. But that only applies until Matan Torah. Halacha Lemaisa, if there's no such Isra to a Goy, and therefore you can give your nevela to a goy, even if the cow died on its own, you can give the nevela to the goy. That is the Gevaltik Cheshvin of the Nois Yaakov. So the Fibon Nois Yaakov, at least, we can miyashiv our tesis with the Stimas HaGemara everywhere that there's no Isra to a goy, and with the Stimas HaPasuk that you can give a nevela to a goy. However, there's a more simple mahalach in this tesis, that all the reign of the Achrayim, is from the Rashba and the Teis HaRosh by us. They also say over this Teretz of Teisus. But when they say it over, they say that Goyim were Mitzoveh and Eivar Min HaChai. Kind of the Kavanah of the Gemara of Pral and Beis HaShchita, Teisus already told us that it's not Kipshutai, you needed Shchita, like Yisrael needs Shchita. So the Achronim of the Teisus was saying that you need Nechira. So Prala Meis HaShchita means show them that you killed it and not that it died on its own. But the Rashi and Teisus HaRosh say the Pshat is that show them that it's the behemoth's death. If you just give them a piece of meat, they don't know, it could be you cut it off of a live behemoth. And then it'll be Yasser Kadosh Eivir Menachai. So show them that the head was chopped off, the behemoth is dead, So it's true that even if the Bema would have died on its own, it would be mutter. To Bnei Noyach. So the point that Yosef was just saying was to show them that it's dead and there's no Isser of Eber Menachai. And that's the Hainu Nechira. That doesn't mean Dafka Nechira, but like the Gemara Daf Lamed Gimel says, that Benechira Sagilu Uva Misa Talia Milsa. The Gernakud of Nechira means the Bema's died and it's not alive, and there's no problem of Eber Menachai. That's the most simple shot in Tesis. He said there's no chinish at all in this Tesis about the Isser of Goyim, if eating Basar that died on its own, we do not need to come out to a Psikta Dref Kahana in Parashas Noyach for the Makar of this Tesis. Another Nakuda here in this line in the Gemara is the question that the Chassam Sofer brings from his Rabbi Rav Nosson Adler, that if you learn the Gemara Kipshutai, like Rashi learned, that Prah Lan Beis HaShchita refers to Shchita Mamish, and the Bnei Yaakov were kept the Torah before it was given. Harei, the Shchita of a Goy is a Nevela. Shchita of a Goy, we learned in the first parak, a Mishnah and Daf Yud Gimel, that Shchita is Nachri Nevela Matami B'masa. It's also the Arayis that eat the Shchita of a Goy. Machlokes Rishonim, what the Makor is from, for the Isra of eating the Shchita of a Goy. Most Rishonim learn that the Taisus and the Rosh learn that a goy is not a bar zvicha. You need someone that's only someone that's mitzuve in Israel of Nevela can shecht. Someone that's not mitzuve in Israel of Nevela cannot shecht. He's not considered a bar zvicha. The Rambam is mavur because the goy shechts l'shem avayda zara. Iya masha iya, the shechit of a goy is a Nevela. So in Cain, if the Bnei Yaakov were shemer kol haTorah kula, adjalei nitna, so how were they satisfied with the shechita of Yosef's worker, who was a guy, he was a Mitzri. How did that satisfy them? Hare, Shchidas Nachri Nevela, Umetami Vemas. Just, some Sefer has a Gvaldika Pilpul to Miyashiv this, and also to Miyashiv, question of Tesis, Ayin Shom. But that's, the question is for sure a very important question here, that how was it accomplished? How were the Bnei Yaakov satisfied by the Shchita of the Mitzri. So the Chora, we could say that even though the Shechit of a Goy is a Nevela, like it says here in the Mishnah, there are many rayas in the first and second parak of Chulin that the Shechit of a Goy is not similar to other Psulei Shechita, like Jerosa, Chalado, Hagrama, Ikor, Shehiya. All other problems are problems in the Maisa Shechita. The Shechita was done improperly, it was an improper act, the actual way that the knife cut the behema was not done properly. Hashem came by Goy, his chisor is not in the maisa. It's in maisa, he did it perfectly. He learned how to shecht, and he did a perfectly kosher maisa shechita. The problem is the gaver doesn't have the koyach to be matter the behema. That's why, for instance, in the sugya of yeshana shechita mitchila v'yatzoif, the Gemara brought in what would be if a Goy does the beginning of the shechita, and Yisrael concludes the shechita. The Gemara connected that to the sugi of Yeshen Shechita Mitchila V'Atzoif. If Shechita was done partially with Hagrama or Chalada, that's unrelated to the sugi of Yeshen Shechita Mitchila V'Atzoif. That's a different question in the Rishonim and Daf Lamed. What happens when the part of the Maisa Shechita is incorrect? Because it's Chaluk B'Yisaydina. In the din of the sugi of Yeshen Shechita Mitchila V'Atzoif, it's adding on the Heter of Shechita. Does the Heter of Shechita just the end of the Shechita? Or the whole Maisa makes the Heter of Shechita. That's an Eden of the Gemara there. Therefore the Gemara tied that in to the question, to the Shechita of a Goy. Because by Goy it's lacking in the ability to do a Maisa, to be Matir Shechita. His Shechita doesn't have the Koyach to be Matir. So the Gemara held that Yisoid should be connected to the Sugya of Yeshan Shechita Mitchila Yatzayf. Machine gain, when the part of the Maisa of Shechita is improper and the rest is proper, so that is not at all related to the sugi of Yeshan Shechita Mitchila Yatzayf. Pshut and Shaldvarim, that's for sure a puzzle. Because you need the whole Maisa Shechita to be done properly. And when Mixas is done improperly, then it's lacking in the Maisa Shechita. Other makaris to this, Al Kopanim, if the Chisarn of the Goy is that he doesn't have the ability to be Matir, so we could say that this did not apply before Matan Torah. Right, before Matan Torah, everyone was the din of a Goy. No one had the din that of Yisrael Lekula. But Shutan Shaldvarim, you do this Hakir with the Parshas Drochen, but Shutan Shaldvarim, avada the din of keeping the mitzvahs was only as a chumrah. And at least we'd add, at least before now, when Bnei Yaakov were in Chutz Laretz, they were in Mitzrayim right at this point. Yaakov Avinu himself did not keep the Torah in Chutz Laretz. As the Ramban says, Yaakov married Rachel and Leah in Chutz Laretz. And when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, the Ramban says that Lo Noga B'Rachel, that Yaakov the Maisa was not knowing Dine Yishas with Rachel, and very soon afterwards Rachel died. The Avos, even if they kept the Torah, they were not mitzvah in Chutz Laretz. So even if in Eretz Yisrael they had the din of Bnei Yisrael afilu l'kula, but in Chutz Laretz they did not have that din. So the Meila, that they kept the Torah was a chumrah. So the Maisa here in Chutz Laretz in Mitzrayim, no one has the ability to shecht. Even if the Bnei Yaakov themselves would shecht, it wouldn't be a shechita of Yisrael. So no one can shecht. Avada not. Avada this din, if the chisarn of a goy is that it's not a maisa shechita, then you could say, so the maisa, it's like not shechting. It's like doing a nechira. But if the chisarn of a goy is that he doesn't have the ability to be matir, so we could say that's only when there's a din Yisrael, when there's a shechita Yisrael, when there's someone that's mitzvah me'ikar adin in loisoich l'kol nevela. When someone mitzvah me'ikar adin in shechita. So then, only that person has the ability to be matir. But when no one has the ikar adin of shechita, no one has the ikar isra of nevela, and that he needs to shecht. That they're keeping the mitzvahs is v'gadr einu mitzvah v'yoyse. Keeping the Torah ad shalai nitna, but they weren't actually mitzvah in it. So then, there's no differentiation between people that are a bar shechita and not a bar shechita. Because no one is a bar shechita, because no one really has the din. So therefore, I think that means that everyone is considered a bar shechita. There's no difference between if the shvatim would shecht or the mitzri is going to shecht. Because the ability to be matir here does not need a specific person that has the mitzvahs more than others. Because the whole lacking is in the gavra, that it's not considered, he doesn't have the ability to be matir the basar. So when there's no differentiation between one and the other, then there's no uniqueness to the Bnei Yaakov over anyone else. And Mela, everyone is considered a bar shechita. There's no mir of a goy more than anyone else. Anything could be the pasha pshat here, why the mitri had the ability to be matured. With this yisoid, I think you could answer also the question of the Sfasemis. Sfasemis in Zvachma, Nafkuf Yud Beiz, asks, how is a goy allowed to shecht in his bama? The hainu, that when a goy wants to bring a karban, even nowadays, Goy is allowed to bring a carbon. He builds a bama and he brings a carbon. The Gemara says there that Yisrael is not allowed to help out the Goy. Because we're afraid that the Yisrael themselves will bring bachutz, which is also for Yisrael nowadays to bring carbon, it's outside of the Misa Mikdash. Therefore, the Yisrael is not allowed to help the Goy bring his carbon. He can't shecht or be mala the carbon that the Goy brings in his bama. So Melo says the Sfasemis, who's the one shechting the carbon? The Goy. Hare, how can the Goy shecht the carbon? And the goy shechts, it's a nevela, umetami b'matza, mishnah daf yud gimel. That's the question of the Sfasemis, in Zochan daf kuf yud beis umet beis. But if this yisoid, we could say, at Anaknech, till now we said that before Matan Torah, there was no concept of differentiation between Yisrael and Bnei Noach, so even the Bnei Noach had the ability to be matir. But we could go a step weiter to say that even after Matan Torah, that there is a distinction between Yisrael and Bnei Noach is only for our dinim. For when we want to shecht, we want to be matir, so then the goy is not considered a bar shechita. That's a din b'dinei Yisrael. That in our Torah, in our mitzvahs, so we said who's a bar shechita and who's not a bar shechita. A goy is not a bar shechita. But there's nothing lacking in actual maisa shechita of the goy, like we said earlier. So therefore, the whole din that we cannot be makabel the shechita of a goy is a Yisrael dika din. See, now it's set to klal Yisrael. But a goy wants to bring a korban in his bama. It's all his dinim. So it's nothing lacking in his shechita. His shechita is called the shechita for his dinim, for his korbanos and his dinim. So the shechita of a goy can be considered a shechita. One other point here, just in Agarita, the Gemara brings a few lines later. Gemara brings that Yaakov Avinu was chozer for pachem ktanim. It might say he put himself into a matzav of sakana, but why did he do it? that tzaddikim, their money is more chavav than their guf, meaning he was willing to be, put himself into a sakana, to be left by himself in the nighttime, in order to save his money, his pachem ktanim. The kol kach lama, fish ain poishtim yedein begeza. Because they don't steal, therefore, the tchavaleim mamoinam yeshim yigufa. This Gemara is a fascinating Gemara. It's often quoted, this Gemara. A person learns Parshas Vayishlach, Yaakov went back for the Pachim Tanim, because Tadikim are Chavoleim Amoinim Yerushim Yigufo. But it's a Pelot Dikazach, when we say in Kriya Shema, you have to say Shem Alakecha B'chol Avavacha B'chol Nafshacha B'chol Moedecha. Chazal asks, why do you say B'chol Moedecha? Because Yishlach Adam, Shem Amoinim Chavoleim Yerushim Yigufo. Even though we already said B'chol Nafshacha, we still need to say B'chol Moedecha. Because there are some people that their money is more chavav than their guf. So it's always looked down upon. What does it make any sense? All right. If you give up your whole once you don't have a life, so what are you going to do with your money? But besides that question, it's also something that's also that's the harnat the teridik way. The teridik way is that avada our guf is the most chashu thing. I mean, our guf, our neshama, our life is the most chashu thing that we have. Money is something extra. Super. It's a nice. It's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's not the essence of our life. So here we say by tzaddikim, by Yaakov Avinu, that chov aleim mamoinam yeshem yigufa. So avadim shat the Gemara doesn't mean that Yaakov Avinu would be willing to give over his life to save his money. That's not the pshat. Here it means only as a sakana. He was willing to be mistaking himself as in order to save his money. But not about it to give over his life. But it's still something which is sarach bir. Why is it that money is so important to tzaddikim? So the Gemara explains this with ein poishtim yedein begezel. What kind of an explanation is that? Why is that a reason why the money is so chaviv? So there could be many explanations. I think a derech pshat is that the poishtim yedein begezel is a simen, not a siba, if you want to talk in yeshivish terms. Means that the tzaddikim are very, very machmir on gezel. The frat Yaakov Avinu, as we find in the end of Parshas Vayetze, when he describes how machmir he was with the money of Lavan. The Rambam quotes us in the end of Hechos Chirus, that Yaakov HaTzadik was so machmir when he was shemir the money of Lavan. And even Mikrat, they went me'alom me'aver, that is something, that treifel eivetzei alecha, if something would happen, Yaakov Avinu would pay for it, even if he was potter, and he was shemer in the hot and in the cold. The tzaddikim are very, very much machmir about inyanim of mamonis. In poichim midayim begezel doesn't mean only they don't go and steal things, that they're not theirs, they don't go hold up banks and take out all the money. Even people that are not in the level of tzaddikim also do not do that. In poichim midayim begezel means they don't have any connection to gezel. They don't touch gezel. Anything that has any smell of gezel on it, the tzaddikim already distance themselves from it. Why is that? What gives the tzaddikim the koyach to be so far away from gezel? It's that they realize that everything that mamonis is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Anything which any money that I'm supposed to have, I will have. Any money which I'm not supposed to have, I do not need. It's not necessary for me. However much money I made this year, that's all the money that I need for this year, and not a penny more. So therefore, if I have some question whether the money is mine or the money is somebody else's, I have no problem of being mevater on such a thing, because whatever Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave me, whatever I need, I don't. If there's a suffix that it doesn't belong to me, it's not. But what will I do if I lose out on this $10,000? If I'm supposed to have it, then I'll give Hakadosh Baruch Hu give to me another way. The desire, the burning desire that most people have for money is not there by tzaddikim. They're in poishim yedein begezel. The Mela, tzaddikim also understand the other side of the coin. That any money that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give me, and I have no suffix that it's mine. I know 100% that it is mine. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me. So it's something which is a necessity by me. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to me, then I realize that it's something that I must have. If I wouldn't need it, then I wouldn't have gotten in the first place. A person that's not on that level of a tzaddik, he just always wants more money. So a person does things that are lav dafka always so clean in order to make more money, because he wants more money. And Mitacheni, if he doesn't mind losing out on a few cents, because no, it's not worth it for me to put myself into sakana for these pachim ketanim. Because the money is not, the person doesn't feel that the money, that the things that he have, that his objects, his chafotim, his nechasim, are a direct gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels it's all things that he's doing. So Mela, he's willing to lose out in a few cents. It's a good business decision to lose out in a few cents in order to save my life, not put myself into sakana. Sure, that's a good business decision. But a person that realizes that everything that he has from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he really lives with that feeling, so if HaKadosh Baruch Hu did give me something, then obviously it's a necessity for me. And as long as it's not giving up my life mamish, just putting himself into sakana, so the tzaddikim go and they go back and they save that. Like we said, because this is something that's intrinsic in who they are. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to them, then it's something very necessary for them. That's all I have to say about today's daf. We do have a few more minutes left, so I want to talk about a very chashuv important topic in Maseches Chulin, in Inyanim of Shechita, which is dealt with by the Rishonim and the Achronim, but learning the Gemara, you might never bump into it. So I want to deal with this topic and a few points about it. The topic is called Isser of Einoi Zavuach, something that the Rishonim are mechadish. What do I mean? What are we referring to, the Isser of Einoi Zavuach? So I do the Gemara in a few places, the Gemara earlier on in Daf Tes and the Masechta, and other places in Shas, that Amar Rav Huna, Behema Bechayeh, Becheskas Isra Medes, we have a suffix in Shechita, we go to Chumrah, because the Behemah has a Cheskas Isser. Calls man, it's alive. And therefore, the klal is that we go with the Chazaka. And there's a suffix, Paschal Napi Chazaka, and there's a Cheskas Isser. And therefore, we go to Isser when we have this suffix. So, which Isser was Rav Huna referring to? The Behemah, when it's alive, is Becheskas Isser. So Rashi says it's Isser of Eiver Menachai. Taisus and the Rishonim are not happy with Rashi, because it's a Reiver Menachai no longer is applicable. Once you shechted it, so it's for sure no longer alive with Itzer of Eiver Menachai. The question is it an Avela or a Shechuta? So how could the Itzer of Eiver Menachai Paskin be Machriya with its Chazaka that the name is still Aser? That's the question that the Rishonim have on Rashi. We're not now going to deal with how to answer that question on Rashi, that's not our sugya. The Rishonim, therefore Taisus and the Rishonim say different teretz, different Shan in the Gemara, that the Behemah Bechayeh Becheskas Isra Medes refers to the Isra of Einoi Zavuach. The Hainu, that a Behemah when it's alive has an Isra that you can't eat it without Shechita. It's lacking Shechita. So besides the Isra of Eiver Menachai, it also has an Isra of Einoi Zavuach. It was not Shechted. And now that it died, so for sure it no longer has an Isra of Eiver Menachai. But if it died without Shechita, then the Isra of Einoi Zavuach would still apply. So therefore, we have a clear chazaka. When it was alive, it had an itzer of einu zavuach. And now I want to die if it was a good shechita or not. So the chazaka will tell me that it still has that itzer of einu zavuach. So this is the makar of the Rishonim, that there's an itzer called einu zavuach. Where is this itzer learned from? This itzer is learned from the pasuk of vizavachta. Vizavachta kasher tivisicha. You can only eat behema with zvicha, with shechita. So when it's lacking shechita, it's aser, cause of the Isser of Einoi Zavuach. And therefore that applies both when the Behemah is alive, and both when it applies, and also when it dies without Shechita. That's the Chiddush of the Rishonim. Taisus in Shuas and Afchavdal, it also brings this. But he brings here that the Ritzbah argues. The Ritzbah says that the Zavachta is not Mashman Isser Aseh. The Zavachta did not come to tell me that it's Aser Baseh. Because says the Ritzba was anyway aser because of Eiver Menachai. The Torah says Vizavachta didn't come to tell me that without Zvicha you can't eat it. Because we knew that you couldn't eat without Zvicha, because it was alive. The Pasuk of Vizavachta rather came to tell you that you need to shecht. That only be mutter with Shechita and not Nechira. But Vizavachta did not come to say any aser. That is the opinion of the Ritzba. And seemingly that also be the opinion of Rashi. Rashi that said that the Behemah Bechayeh Becheskas Itzrei Medes was Eiver Menachai. And Rashi got himself a little bit stuck. Rishonim asked that Isser no longer applies. So whatever answer we find for Rashi, but if Rashi would agree of the Isra of Einu Zavuach, then it'd be much more simple pshat in the Gemara. Then the same exact Isra can apply both Mechayim and La'achar Misa if it died without Shechita. So the fact that Rashi came out to this Chiddush Tse'efer Menachai, it would also seem that Rashi holds like the Ritzpah, that there is no Isra of Einu Zavuach, because Avachta is just telling you the way to be Matir, and it's not coming to tell you an Isra. We have a machloikas rishonim, firstly, about whether there is an Isra'inu Zavuach or not. So, what is a machloikas here? What's the sherish of the machloikas? So, the primagadim in the psichat hilchos shchita, sherish beis. So, he also says there that Rashi holds like the Ritzpah, that there is no Isra. But says the primagadim, what's the sherish of machloikas? Sherish of machloikas is shchita a mitzvah? Or shchita is not a mitzvah? The rishonim about that shchita is a mitzvah. And therefore, if you eat without shchita, so it's einu zavuach. You're eating without the mitzvah of shchita. Hashem in Rashi and there's Ma, that is not a mitzvah, it's just the way to be matir. I mean, it doesn't tell you any new isurim. And therefore says the Prima Gadim that the Rambam that holds that shchita is a mitzvah also holds that there's an isur einu zavuach, even though we never find such an isur in the Rambam. But mathematically, says the Prima Gadim, that the two things are totally habaha, and because you hold that shchita is a mitzvah, so therefore, there's an isra to shecht without the isra to eat without shechita. And this part of the Prima Gadim that it's totally whether shechita is a mitzvah or not. Pshutan shavar mavad shechita is a mitzvah. We can before in the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Zayin that there's a bracha and shechita. Gemara's question: why do we say ala shechita and not lishchait? But before that there's shechita is a bracha. So if there's has a bracha, l'chayr means that it's a mitzvah. However, we could be madche. That even though it's not a mitzvah, you still make a bracha on it. We're in the Taz in Yerides and Aleph of Katan Yud Zayin. The bracha of Shechita is a berakas haShevach, and not berakas haMitzvahs. So that itself is not conclusive from the fact that Shechita has a bracha that it also is a mitzvah. However, Nikar Vard of the Prima Gadim that he's tailored this question whether Shechita is a mitzvah. Is the lachayr tzarich beer, because the pasuk in the Prima Gadim is that the isra veinu zavuach is because of the bittul of the mitzvah of shechita. You were supposed to shecht, and you didn't shecht. So by eating without shechting, that's a bittul of the mitzvah of shechita. Right? We could say that when the behemah is alive, if you want to eat, so you should shecht, and if you didn't shecht, so you're mavatal the mitzvah of shechita. Or if you killed the behemah and then you ate it, so you're mavatal the mitzvah of shechita. You should have shechted it. But a behemoth that died on its own. I come into my barn one morning and I see that my cow died. So I was mavata the mitzvah of shechita. When did you want me to shecht it? Yesterday I was milking the cow. I wanted to use the cow to milk. So I didn't not shecht it and eat it. Eventually I was going to shecht it. And it died before I thought it was going to die. How is that a bittul of the mitzvah of shechita? So l'chora there we cannot say that the isur einu zavuach means that you're mavata the mitzvah of shechita. Also, if it's not even without that question. If all it is a bittul mitzvah, then I don't think it would be a good pshat in Rav Huna that behema bechaya becheskas isra medes. So now, when there's a suffix, or my made it becheskas isra. All right, there's no isra bechlal. It's not an isra. It's if you eat without shechting, you're mavatul a mitzvah, but that's not called an isra. So the becheskas isra, I don't think would apply in such a case. So it's clear that the Rishonim meant an isra kapshuta. If it's a vachta, means that it's usher to eat without shechita. Just Kinnear, the Prima Gadim meant to say that this is telling whether shechit is a mitzvah. If shechit is a mitzvah, then you're saying v'zavach is telling you that you have to shecht. You have to shecht. And therefore it's also mashma, you can't eat without shechting. But if shechit is not a mitzvah, v'zavach is just telling you the way that it's mutter, then it's lav davka mashma and iser. That it seems that the way that even the Prima Gadim agreed to such a thing. I'm not sure anymore why it's so much totally whether shechit is a mitzvah or not. The question is a vachta masha, there's an isser without shechting, or no? It's just telling you that this is the way to eat it. The Prima Gadim must tell you this in whether there's a mitzvah or not. Another point in the Isser Einu Zavuach is a very question in the Achronim, is when you shecht a treifa. Person shechts a treifa, so for sure it's usher to eat it because it's a treifa. Is there also an Isser Einu Zavuach? We heard that from Riata, it's a pella to say, why should there be an Isser Einu Zavuach? Alright, you shechted it. And the Isser Trefa is Isser Dover Acher Garamlo. It's a side point that makes it inedible. That would be the Pashup Shat. However, the Achorinim are Mechiyach from many places that the Isser of Trefa is not similar to other Isurim. It's dissimilar to Chelev and Dam, which is just an Isser to eat the object itself. But Trefa is lacking in the Heter of Shechita, which is a topic in and of itself, but that Trefa is lacking in the Heter of Shechita, and therefore the Shechita is not matered entirely. The Achorinim bring many rayas to this. So mention one, the Briskarov brings from Reb Chaim, he's back in the Rambam holds that a shechit of a goy, midoraisa, is not mitami ben avela. That he says in the Mishnah, mitami ben avela, it's only midorabonon. But midoraisa, it's not mitami ben avela. It's usher midoraisa, but it's not mitami ben avela midoraisa. So the Rambam, when he brings that in Shara Ovis Hatum and Perabes Alocha Yud, Rambam is bothered by saying such a chiddush. How can we say such a thing? That's a split between the Itzer and the Tumah. And the Rambam says we find it by Trefa, that Trefa is also Asher Ba'achila, and yet it's not Mitame. We see something can be Asher, and it's not Mitame. The Rai of the Rambam is Tzarech B'Yirav. Hare Trefa is 100% Kosher Shechita. And the Isser Trefa is a side Isser, because the name is a Trefa, you can't eat it. But here in the Shechita of a Goy, the Rambam made a Chilak in the Shechita itself, that it's to a certain degree it's a Yeh Shechita, to a certain degree it's not a Shechita. So how could the Rambam prove this from the shechita of a trefa? So it says Bitzkarov Hashem Reb Chaim that it's muchach that the shechita of trefa is not matir ba'achila, and therefore the Rambam has a good mashal of something which is the shechita is not matir ba'achila, and yet it does not have tumas nevela. I'll go upon him with this hanoch of the achrenim that the shechit of treif is not a shechit amateres. Yesh lotin doesn't have an isra inu zavu achronat. This question is a machlokes achronim. The marsha in Shuas Nafchav Dalet, and the prima godim in Simin Kuf, and Riki Veger in Shulchan Aruch Simin Yud Gimel, all of them say there is no isra inu zavu ach. However, more recently in the Avnei Nezer, in Yerideas Simin Yud Ches, and Simin Chav Beis, and the Imri Moshe, and the Stapler, all of them say that there is an Isser Eino Zavuach. The Sheresh of the Nidan here is what the Gedra of the Isser Eino Zavuach is. Is the Eino Zavuach means you did not do a Maisa Shechita to it? So as long as you did a Maisa Shechita, it's no longer called Eino Zavuach. It was a Shechita was onto it. The proper act of Shechita was onto it. That's what the Marsha and Riki Veger and the Prima Godim held. That it's totally doing the act of Shechita. Shenkin, the more recent Achorinim, Avni Nezer, and the Emir Moshe, and the Stapler, they held that Einu Zavuach means that it does not get a heter of Shechita. Behem Bechaya does not have the heter of Shechita. And Behem after died also does not have the heter of Shechita. So because both of these things are lacking the heter of Shechita, so therefore it's called Einu Zavuach. That's the Nidin of the Shaila, the Chayra. And we have a similar Machoikas in Din of a Shechitas Mummer. The Ramban and the Ran earlier on in Daf Yudalit are Mechadish. That when a Mummer Shechs, it's a Shechita which is Metahar Midei Nevela. It's Osher Tzid Midaraisa, but it's Metahar Midei Nevela. Also over there, L'chayr, we would have the same Achloikas, so it's having Yitzhar Inu Zavuach. L'fi, Avni Nezer, you need a Shechita which is Matir to get rid of the Yitzhar Inu Zavuach. Shein Kein L'fi, Kveger and the Marsha, it's totally in a Shechita, a Meisr Shechita. As long as the Meisr Shechita is done properly, then would take care of the Isser Einu Zavuach. I can for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Mara Meklemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.